You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my final guests today are here to tell us about the Alaska Women's Lobby and Auction and Awards Ceremony. Welcome Larae Jones and Nancy Courtney. Hello to both of you.
Hi.
Hello, and thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. Nancy, we're going to get started with you. Let's dive right in. Tell me about the Alaska Women's Lobby.
Well, 2020 was the 40th year of the Alaska Women's Lobby. The organization has been supporting Alaskan women, children, and families in before the legislature for the last 40 years, supporting items such as economic justice, health, education, civil liberties, and public safety. Our current lobbyist, Karen Robinson, has been our lobbyist since 1998. So she's been at this for 22 years. Wow. And is well ingrained in the Capitol and knows what to do to get things done on behalf of Alaska's women, children, and families, and making sure they can have the best lives possible.
And, well, I understand there's some restrictions that apply to lobbyists this year because of COVID. Is that a barrier for her?
My understanding is that she does have access, but I think it's very limited. But she is still doing Capital Currents, which is a weekly newsletter that she does that produces a blow by blow of what's been going on in the issues that she follows regarding what goes on in the Capitol. So she's still on top of things, but I think it is rather limiting for her during the COVID time.
And I was checking out your website. You have a one pager about legislative priorities, organizational goals, ways to be active. And I think this is really informative for anyone who just needs a really quick overview of the Women's Lobby. But there is a lot on it. Is there anything in particular that you're focusing on this year more so than other years?
Well, this year we're really focusing on growing our membership. Our numbers have been dwindling over the last few years, so we really need to get people more re-engaged in becoming active. It's a statewide steering committee. We have an active group in Fairbanks. We had an active group in Anchorage for a long period of time, but we haven't been able to keep that together at this point in time. So we really want to encourage people to get involved. If these are issues that matter to you, we need your support. And it's a great team, and we've got a great lobbyist, and it's really important to have this voice in the Capitol.
And I wanted to ask if there are any recent achievements or goals accomplished that you might want to touch on.
Well, Karen is very active in trying to support funding for women's issues, to protect domestic violence programs. My mind all of a sudden is going blank, but of course, we're concerned about the reproductive choice that may be coming up, as it does every year, this session. But she's, just trying to keep the money, the funds available to keep programs that tend to go by the wayside, such as, parenting, parents as teachers and that type of thing, that is important to maintaining good, safe health for families in Alaska.
All right.
Also, violence against women is always a big issue.
Definitely.
Cool. Yes. I mean, not cool, but yes. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you for bringing up those points. I was just thinking that, Larae, last time I talked to you, it was about LunaFest, and now you're here to talk about the Alaska Women's Lobby. So I know you're a real supporter
yes.
of women in Alaska, and that's what's cool. So,
yes.
Larae, turning to you now, the Alaska Women's Lobby is holding the Carla Timpone Awards for Activism this weekend. Can you tell me a little bit about this award? What's the history there?
We've been doing this since 2016, and COVID just did us in last year totally. We had to cancel our event just towards the last minute almost, and so our awardees this year are actually the ones we were going to honor last year. So, and they are Lisa Worrell, Pat McClear, and Sam and Gail Trivett are getting one award for the two of them. So, very big advocates, especially for women and many of these same issues that we've just been talking about.
How are these awardees selected? What are the qualifications to receive this award?
Active in the issues that we care about. And basically, we have a very small steering committee that just brainstorm and go, yeah, I think we should honor them.
Yeah. So there's going to be an online auction in conjunction with the event, and bidding opens on Friday morning, and it'll close during the event. How will that all work? How will that all play out?
Well, this is a first for us, so we will see how it all works out. But right now, out on our website, we have links to the auction, and we have 45-ish items from $10, $15 up to $400. A lot of stuff, very affordable and wonderful cause for the funds to go to. There's artwork, there's desserts that we'll give out gift certificates for, so that people can then order them in time for whatever they want the desserts for. There are some gift certificates for the Douglas Cafe, who does take out as well as in the restaurant. There's some books, two of them by local authors. Melanie Shivens has donated her new book, and Corinne Conlon has one on gardening near the glacier that is also in the auction. And then Representative Sarah Hannon has graciously given three cookbooks out of her collection to put into the auction. Fabulous jewelry. There's a dinner at my house, and anybody who's ever been to a dinner at my house is always ready to vote bid on another one. My husband is a fabulous chef, and he picks the menu just depending upon what happens to be in town, as well as the likes and dislikes of whoever's coming. So you don't get to order what you want, but you get to have some input. So if you're allergic to mushrooms, we won't serve mushrooms. If you need to be gluten-free, he can do that and have a fabulous gourmet dinner. There's also a lot of really cool jewelry from fairly inexpensive costume jewelry to some really nice pieces. Jane Andreen, who is the J.A. Jewels, has done a fabulous pearl necklace that is just beautiful. So go check out our website and see all the wonderful things that you can get.
AK Women's Lobby is the website to check out, and I'm looking at it now, and it's very well organized and very clear about what to do. And I was just looking at that necklace when you were talking about it, and my eyes got pretty big. So
yeah, it's really nice.
We're just about out of time here, so I just want to thank you both so much for being here today, and just mention again that the Carla Timpone Awards for Activism will be held virtually on Sunday, 1 to 2:30 p.m. And you can find out how to participate, how to sign up, how to watch it at the website. And then, but bidding for the silent auction opens Friday and closes Sunday during the event. Is that when you'll announce who won what?
Well, we've changed the time of its ending to 2:30, so it will end right as the event ends.
Okay.
So people will be able to check online to figure out if they won what they won.
Thanks so much, ladies, for being here today, and thanks for doing what you do.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Shelley, for having us.